In recent decades, the government has paid tens of thousands of people to leave their flood-prone homes. The homes are torn down, and what remains is empty land open to floodwaters. This is something more and more cities may need to do as a warming climate fuels rising seas and intense rain. But as Sam Turkin of member station WHRO in Norfolk reports, fixing one problem can create another for those left behind.
Walter Murray is proud to live in the Salters Creek area of Newport News, Virginia. He's been here for over five decades.
It's a real wholesome, friendly neighborhood. Everybody, hello, they always have a good word to say or something like that.
This is a predominantly black area, with some rental homes, others passed down through family. Murray takes walks through the neighborhood, keeps in touch with families around him. But his attitude sours when he talks about the creek that runs through part of the area. Surrounding it is a swampy thicket. Lots of tall wild grasses, overgrown shrubs.
See how it smells? And then all of these mosquitoes and stuff come from here. It's stagnant water, man.
What do you think it smells like? It's like a fishy smell, right?
Yeah, but there ain't no fish in the pond here.
From where we're standing, the marsh stretches on as far as you can see. It's peaceful. But for Murray, it's weighing down the neighborhood's value.
A person come to buy in this neighborhood and then drive around and see this. Not buying into that neighborhood with that cesspool down there.
It wasn't always like this. You see, a lot of what's now marshland used to be backyards and homes along Salters Creek. But this area is just a few feet above sea level and has a history of flooding. So about two decades ago, Newport News started offering about dozens of flood-prone properties along the creek. If folks agreed, the city would demolish their homes and convert the lots to wild marshland to soak up floodwater. Rodney Jackson witnessed this right next to his house. He still lives along the creek.
Before they knocked everything down, there was a field back there. Kids can play football. It just looks awful back there now.
Jackson's home has never flooded, but every month he has to put on a double set of gloves and spray his yard with mosquito repellent and weed killer to keep neck-high grasses from invading his property. Like this day. Jackson knows the marsh helps absorb flood water.
But at least maintain it, because they just let it grow wild and the homeowner's got to deal with it.
The marshland along Salters Creek isn't the only byproduct of home buyouts in this neighborhood. The city's also turning other flood-prone properties into vacant lots.
You making this place a ghost town?
It's sad. It's not a happy neighborhood like it was when the houses and everything was over there.
Verilene Dickens and her son Derek have been here for almost five decades. They agree this area is a flooding problem, but they wonder, would these lots be vacant if the community was mostly white?
I understand that they're upset.
Kathy Engel oversees the buyouts for Newport News. She says race has nothing to do with it and stresses the city will never rebuild on those properties. Engel says most of the nearly 80 buyouts citywide are in the Salters Creek community because flooding is worse there and a lot of homeowners want them.
So we're trying to help people. Is it changing the neighborhood? Yes.
That change is part of what makes buyouts of flood-prone homes so tricky because even though they move some families out of harm's way, climate adaptation experts warn, buyouts can erode the social fabric of neighborhoods.
Whether that's culture, heritage, health, jobs, livelihoods.
Catherine Mock at the University of Miami says people staying behind can resent buyouts as unfair, mistrust the process, and they can lose access to things like a carpool and childcare from neighbors. Studies show this has happened in other places with lots of buyouts, including in New York, Texas, North Carolina. Mock says one way to avoid all this, make the process transparent. Consider everyone's ideas, like what to do with that new vacant land.
As climate hazards intensify, it becomes even more important to have a community-driven vision of how they would like to manage that change.
Kathy Engel with Newport News acknowledges the city hasn't done a good enough job communicating with the Salters Creek community. She says they're planning an outreach campaign to explain the program and ask more people if they want to buy out. For NPR News, I'm Sam Turkin in Newport News, Virginia.